This is the CCNS News Update, an overview of the latest nuclear safety issues brought to you every week by Concerned Citizens for Nuclear Safety. Here is this week's top headline. David Bartholomew to speak at Benefit on Wednesday, June 23rd in Espanola. David Bartholomew, the founder of Alternative Radio, will speak about the language of empire on Wednesday, June 23rd at 7 p.m. in Espanola. The event will take place at the United Methodist Church, which is located across from the McCurdy School at 405 McCurdy Road. It is a benefit for Las Mujeres Hablan and Cultural Energy. Bartholomew is an award-winning founder and director of Alternative Radio, the independent weekly series, which is offered free to 125 public radio stations in the U.S., Canada, Europe, South Africa, Australia, and on shortwave radio through Radio for Peace International. Bartholomew is a winner of the Media Education Award, the ACLU's Upton Sinclair Award for Independent Journalism, the Rocky Mountain Peace and Justice Award, and the Cultural Freedom Fellowship from the Lanham Foundation. He will speak about how language is used to manipulate the public into support for wars of empire and corporate power and provide many concrete examples, such as how freedom fighters became terrorists in Afghanistan in order to suit U.S. political needs. The proceeds will benefit Las Mujeres Hablan and Cultural Energy. Formed in 2003, Cultural Energy is a nonprofit organization that creates radio and other media productions for northern New Mexico. They document community events and government meetings, including those involving Los Alamos National Laboratory. Las Mujeres Hablan is a network of women leaders in northern New Mexico working to protect the people and lands from the nuclear weapons industry. Las Mujeres Hablan is supporting the proposed amendments to expand the coverage of the Radiation Exposure Compensation Act, RECA, as championed by Senator Tom Udall. The amendments include recognizing radiation exposure from the Trinity test site in New Mexico, as well as above-ground nuclear tests in the Pacific Ocean. It will expand the downwind areas to include all of Arizona, Nevada, New Mexico, Colorado, Idaho, Montana, and Utah. RECA currently covers 20 different cancers, primarily caused by exposure to radiation. The women are working with the Tularosa Basin Downwinders Consortium to organize a community educational workshop for Saturday, July 17th in Tularosa with a focus on the RECA amendments. The consortium is organizing a candlelight vigil for Friday, July 16th, the 65th anniversary of the Trinity Site atomic bomb test. The vigil will honor family members who have cancer, are cancer survivors, or who have family members who are deceased due to cancer. Many people in the basin have and are suffering from the effects of being exposed to the test. The proceeds from the Bartholomew talk will support these events. This has been the CCNS News Update. To hear the update again or to make a tax-deductible donation, please visit our website at nuclearactive.org.